Welcome to Kaboom, the show that sends your whole family off on a new adventure in every episode. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner. And today we're going to take you to a quinceañera. That's a giant party celebrating a girl's 15th birthday. And in this story, there are two girls celebrating together, and an unexpected gift threatens to bring the party crashing down.
Let's go. Here's the last doll.
Stupid dress with all these flowers, making me all allergic.
Alicia, there you are. The party is about to start and everyone is waiting for the birthday girls.
Just a minute, Tia.
Achoo! Is everything all right?
I'm fine. Sarah and I just had another fight.
What was it this time?
That giant cake.
Ay, cariño. Quinceañera parties can be stressful, especially since you and Sarah decided to have a combined party.
Well, we've always celebrated our birthdays together since they're only a week apart. Usually it's fun, but this year it's been a complete nightmare.
Did you want to talk about it?
No, I mean, it's just, quinceañeras are always too much. I didn't even want one, but Sarah insisted, and she totally went overboard. Flower dresses? Fire acrobats? Like, come on.
Did you tell her you didn't want a party?
Gosh, no. She'd be so mad if I did.
How do you know if you haven't talked to her? She's your best friend, and friendships require honesty. You have to speak up.
And risk Sarah never talking to me again? No.
Alicia, where are you?
She's coming. Please don't tell her I said anything.
Me? Oh, no. I'm not the one who needs to tell her.
Alicia, there you are.
Sarah!
Before you say anything, I know you're upset about the cake, so I've been saving a special surprise for later, but I think you should open it now. Ta-da!
Oh, a gift? What is it?
You'll know when you open it.
Hey, are you coming? The mariachis are only here for another hour.
Oh, my gift will have to wait. Let's go.
I guess it's showtime.
Vámonos, mija.
Everyone, welcome our two beautiful quinceañeras, Alicia and Sarah. Escorted to the dance floor by the chambelanes.
You ready, Alicia?
I don't know.
Just try not to step on my feet.
Whoa!
Can you walk like a normal person?
It's these shoes. I can't.
Alicia! Are you okay?
This is why I didn't want a quinceañera.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm fine.
Hey, DJ, can we just skip ahead?
Sure. A quinceañera is a very important step in a girl's life, as it marks their passage to womanhood. As part of the tradition, it's time for the last doll ceremony, where our quinceañeras will be given their last childhood toy.
Sarah? Here is your doll.
Oh, it's so beautiful! And she's wearing a dress just like mine.
And Alicia, here is your last doll.
Tia, what is this?
Oh, is that your doll? What happened to its hair?
And it only has one eye?
I know it looks a bit old, but this doll has been passed down in our family for 7 generations. And if you let it, it will make all your quinceañera dreams come true.
That's lovely.
Let's give another round of applause for the quinceañera.
Is Alicia okay? She's crying a lot. That doll is so ugly.
Dude, that doll is sick.
Alicia? Alicia, are you okay?
What? Tia? Yes, I just need to go outside.
Alicia, you can't go. We still have 5 dance numbers. Are you seriously going to leave me alone?
No, I just...
Bless you.
Sorry.
Don't you dare, Alicia!
Achoo! Achoo! Stupid flower dress. Stupid party. Everything is horrible. The cake. This creepy doll. Sorry, doll, but you should have gone in the trash 7 generations ago. There. The doll's gone, but the party still sucks. What was that? What's happening?
Ta-da! How rude! Throwing me in the trash? I'm a treasured family heirloom!
But you're a doll! Dolls don't talk!
Didn't Marisol explain it to you?
Marisol? Oh, you mean Tia Mari? My aunt?
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm your last doll! Ta-da! I'm here to create the party of your dreams!
A magic doll?
Exactly! But my magic only lasts until midnight, once your birthday's over.
Of course it does.
Now, did I hear correctly? You don't like your party? What's the problem?
Well, everything. I didn't even want a quinceañera in the first place.
Impossible! Everyone wants a quinceañera!
Not me. I mean, just look at this dress. It's making me sick.
You're right. It's pitiful. I'll fix it. Zoop!
Ah! Even more flowers are growing on my dress.
Ta-da! Do you like it now?
I meant the dress is literally making me sick. I'm allergic.
Of course. It needs a matching flower crown too. Ta-da! So, what do you think? You're speechless. I knew you'd love it. Now, let's see. What else didn't you like? Ah, the cake. Here I go.
Come back. Tia.
Tia.
Ah, Alicia. What happened to your dress?
It's okay. It's okay. I have your inhaler. Aquí, aquí. Take slow breaths. Muy bien. In and out. Now, tell me what happened.
Have you seen my last doll?
Your last doll? No. Why would I? Alicia, what did you do with your doll?
I might have kind of thrown it into a trash can and told it I didn't want a quinceañera party.
Ay, 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 Alicia.
You could have told me it was a magical doll.
I started to, but you ran off.
That doll turned my dress into a rose garden and then ran away. We have to find it before anyone sees it.
Relax. Everyone is watching Sarah's waltz right now. No one will pay attention to anything else.
Over there! The doll is on the cake! Come on, Tia!
Oh, no! It's adding extra tears to it!
We have to stop the doll before the cake falls!
Well, it is your doll.
What does that mean?
It will only do what it thinks you want. You just have to say it.
It didn't listen to me before.
I think it is confused. It must be the first time someone said they don't want a quinceañera.
Almost there. Just one more tear.
You have to speak up. Make the doll understand what you really want. Come on, mija.
Oh, beautiful. Hey. Last doll?
Alicia! And Marisol? Wow, you got old.
Hey!
Do you like the cake now?
Well, it's a lot. I mean...
What was that? You want more whipped cream? Zoop! And another layer of strawberries. Zoop! Zoop! Zoop!
Stop!
Did I do something wrong? This isn't what you want?
No! I already hated the cake the way it was. I never wanted it.
Oh, then I'll get rid of it. Zoop!
Oh my gosh! The cake just exploded!
Who did this?
My dress is all covered in cake!
My makeup is ruined!
Guys, stop! It's okay!
Dude, put more cake on
Guys,
my face.
It's okay.
Cake war!
You're laughing? So you like your party now?
What? No. No, this is not what I wanted.
Then what do you want?
Alicia, Sarah's coming.
Quick! Shove the doll under my skirt.
Hey!
Sarah!
The cake ruined my dress. There's caramel in my hair. Did you do this, Alicia?
No! I mean, it was an accident.
How could you? After all the work I've put into this party, I even got you a special gift.
Calmate, Sarah.
Don't you two need to change anyway for the dance with the fire acrobats? Come on, I'll help you fix your hair.
Fine. Come on, Alicia.
I'll meet you there.
There is something Alicia needs to get under control first.
Hurry, we only have a few minutes.
Get out of here! First the trash can, now this. How rude. You made a huge mess. I'm just trying to create the party of your dreams.
This isn't the party of my dreams. It's Sarah's. She picked the dresses. She picked the cake. She invited everyone, and I just went along with it.
I see. We have to eliminate Sarah.
What?
You just said you hate the party because of Sarah. If I eliminate her, everything will be perfect.
But Sarah is my best friend.
I know exactly what to do.
Wait! Where are you going? Last doll! Come back here!
Hey, Sarah. That new outfit looks great.
Thanks. It's for the fire dance.
No way. You're going to twirl fire around while you dance?
Well, I won't actually be the one holding the fire batons. We hired some fire acrobats for that. Have you seen Alicia?
Isn't that her under the table?
Doll, where are you?
Alicia, what are you doing?
I was just, looking for something.
The fire dance is about to start and you haven't even changed.
Listen, this will be hard to explain, but...
Bless you.
We can't do the dance.
Excuse me.
Something bad is going to happen. I don't know what, but...
I'm not in the mood for jokes, Alicia.
No, really. The crazy doll my aunt gave me is trying to mess up the whole party, but it's all a misunderstanding.
Enough. It's like you're trying to sabotage our party. I thought you were my friend.
I am.
Everyone, please take your seats as we welcome our quinceañeras back to the dance floor, along with some fire acrobats.
I'm gonna do the dance, with or without you.
Sarah, wait!
Alicia, ¿qué pasó? Where's your doll?
I don't know.
Oh, look up! The doll is climbing up into the rafters!
It's hanging down right above Sarah. I have to stop it! Excuse me?
Hey, don't push!
Sorry.
Yeah, we're dancing next to the fire here.
Sorry.
Alicia, stop. What are you doing?
I'm trying to save you.
Bye-bye, Sarah.
Get this thing off of me. Ow, it's pulling my hair.
Sarah, hold still while I eliminate you.
Is this part of the dance?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some kind of unplanned
Alicia's quinceañera. It has to be perfect.
Last doll! If you don't stop, you're gonna start a fire.
Great idea. I'll set the place on fire and leave Sarah inside. Hey, you, fire acrobat, give me that.
Let go of my fire baton.
But I have to set Sarah on fire for Alicia.
Oh no, they dropped the fire baton.
The gift table is on fire!
These kids ain't better kids always on the same way. Good night, everybody!
Run for your lives!
Hey, muchachos! Nobody panic! Everyone, follow me to the exit!
The gift table!
Forget about it! We need to go!
You don't understand. The gift I got you was still there.
So? It's just a gift!
No, it isn't. I have to save it.
Sarah! Last doll! I want you to stop the fire!
That is what you want? Got it! Sprinklers on! Zoop!
Sarah! Are you okay? Did you get burned?
No, but your gift did. The party is ruined, and it's all your fault.
You're right. I haven't been completely honest with you.
That's it! Keep distracting Sarah! This is my chance to get her!
Stop it! I'm not getting rid of Sarah.
Ugh, very well. But you said Sarah's the reason you hate your quinceañera.
Alicia, is that true?
I did hate the party, but not because of you.
Then why didn't you want a quinceañera?
Our birthdays used to be fun, but now if it's not about the party, we barely hang out. I don't hate the party. I just miss things the way they were before.
Oh. Why did you never tell me?
I was afraid if I didn't go along with the party, you wouldn't want to be my friend anymore.
There's no way that's ever gonna happen.
I wanted this party to be perfect for you.
What?
I know you didn't want a quinceañera, but I didn't want to spend a birthday without my best friend. So I thought if I made the perfect party, you'd change your mind.
But that made me want a party even less.
I guess I just got carried away. I'm sorry. Bless you.
Thank you. Hey, let's promise next year we won't let a party come between us.
And will you be honest with me when I go too far?
Absolutely.
That's lovely. But I'm confused. Do you want a party or not?
You know what? I'll give this quinceañera thing a second chance. Last doll, I want you to do something.
Okay. Yes. Oh, I can do that. Zoom!
Wow. Party. It all looks like it was this afternoon. The cake is back.
And my dress doesn't have flowers anymore. I can finally breathe.
Even the gifts are back. Here's the one I got you. Open it.
All right. You made us friendship bracelets? They're just like the ones from our 10th birthday party.
And you lost it when we went to camp that summer.
I was so bummed. Thank you, Sarah. You really do know me.
It's so good to hear you two finally being honest with each other.
Tia! Thanks for all your help tonight.
De nada. You know, you still have a couple hours until midnight. Any final requests for your last doll?
Just say the word.
Ooh, last doll? I want rollerblades instead of high heels.
Yes! Oh, and trampolines, like on our 8th birthday.
And a cotton candy stall.
I can make the cotton candy rain from the sky!
No!
Fine. The quinceañera party of your dreams is on its way. Zoo!
The Last Doll, an original audio adventure cooked up in our secret Kaboom lab.
Sam, that was so much fun. And you know, you might have been thinking it's pretty wild to have like a big fire started at quinceañera, but this was actually based on something that the author of the piece, Miriam Arce, had experienced and heard about from her young womanhood in Mexico. A friend of hers had had fire dancers at her quinceañera, and they had practiced like in the performance space ahead of time. But they had not put the decorations up yet.
Oh, no.
And so when they did the routine after the decorations were in, they spun around, started the decorations on fire, and then the place just lit up after that. So
I already wish I was there.
Yes.
You know, when I heard this audio adventure, it made me think of some of the friendships that I had when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I think in those days, there were some friendships that I thought, you know, if we don't like the same thing all the time, or if we don't always agree, then we can't be friends, yeah. Right? I don't think I realized that you could talk to people and you could communicate and you could speak up for yourself. And those are some of the characteristics of a great friendship.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this is a great portrait of two friends who obviously like each other, but they have a hard time communicating. And I feel like I have had friendships like that. When I was young, I had some friends where it's just like we enjoy each other's company and we have lots of fun together, but sometimes I just felt kind of steamrolled, you know, just like, do we really need to do this? But I always felt like Alicia, like, if I say something, am I going to mess the friendship up? But I don't think that's true at all. A true friendship can withstand that.
Yeah, and because it's a story about a quinceañera, it's a story about growing up. And maybe that's one of the hallmarks of growing up, is learning to communicate with your friends, right?
Exactly.
Well, we want to hear what you found in this story. We love comments from listeners, like this comment on our Spotify channel from a listener named Little Lion Man that said, I loved it. I'm new to podcast, but it ended up being like watching TV. Mm. I could picture everything in my head. Kudos to whoever wrote and produced the story. Well, thank you, Little Lion Man, and welcome to podcasts. And we hope to hear from you too. Leave us a rating and a review on our Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Spotify channels. You can also email us your thoughts at KaboomPodcast@bbc.com. byu.edu. That's Kaboom Podcast, all one word, at byu.edu.
Now, this is going to be our last episode for a few weeks, but we will be returning in late May with a new series that you are going to love.
It's called Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, a hilarious and heartwarming 15-part series about the lovable underdog Quentin Manning and his enthusiastic, if sometimes misguided, attempts to solve mysteries at his middle school. It was written by the author and Grammy winner Bill Harley.
It's going to be so much fun, Sam, and we are going to have a full trailer for Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice right here in the Kaboom podcast feed in just a couple of weeks. The Last Doll was written by Miriam Arce and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included Ariana McGee as Alicia, Darcy Ramirez as Sarah, Abby Villasmil as The Last Doll, Ana Islas as Tia Mari, Brian Barba Salazar as the Chambelan, and Sam Payne as the DJ.
Ha ha! Spinning the sounds that make everybody get down.
Additional voices were provided by Miriam Arce, Elena Beck, Joshua Bergstrom, Alexandria Bird, Nathan Cannon, Vanessa Goodman, Ben Hall, Evadane Hendricks, and Kenny Mears. The sound team for The Last Doll was led by Kaysen Renshaw and Trent Reimschussel, with engineering by Joshua Fouts, Mark Hansen, Brandon Haney, Brandon Lewis, Kevin West, and Carly Wilson. Dialogue editing by Brandon Haney and Bridger Nebaker. Sound design by Brandon Haney, Bridger Nebaker, and Charles Clark. Music editing by Hannah Everett and Jim Kassler. And mixing by Brandon Haney. The episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Miriam Arce, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom staff includes Miriam Arce, Evadane Hendricks, Trent Horton, and Tristan Schetzel. Our audio engineer is Carly Wilson. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. If you want more great storytelling for the whole family, then search for our companion podcast, The Appleseed, wherever you're listening to this podcast. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.